I hope you have the pages from Reb Gershon Hanuch.
Masha David has. It's on there.
Good. Okay.
From last week.
Good. Okay. Beseda. Good. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Scott. We began last week to learn this piece from Reb Gershon Hanuch Reb Ziner, to try to understand on a deeper level the meaning of Dira B'Tachtayin. What does that mean? Our generation, I think somebody sent me a message, I don't remember because I haven't gotten back to a lot of things, there's a lot of stuff, but how do we know that this is the final generation? That's not, there have been other Jews before us that felt that. But they were wrong. They were wrong. This is really it. This is really it. Because of just if you would, just the conversations that I'm having over the past week or two and other things that many of you have been going through, this is it. We're she'ain tachtein mimenu. There's nothing that's lower than this. Where we are now. And we'll say there's no proof for that. There's no proof for that. You know yourself when you're at the end and you can't go any further. And that's where we are as a generation. We can't go any further. So we're trying to understand what that means. There's a huge difference here between how the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh HaChassidus understands the purpose of creation and how other tzaddikim like the Ramchal and other tzaddikim understand the purpose of creation, which we'll get to Mitzvah after we do a little bit more. We learn a little bit more from what Begeshen Hanuch is saying. So let's continue with the Torah that we began last week. We were talking about Hashem Elokai Gadalta Ma'od. So David HaMelech is very impressed with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, there are a lot of things that are impressive about the Creator, like creation. There are a lot of very impressive things that Hashem does. But that's not what David HaMelech was talking about, all the special effects and the the planets and lakes and flowers. That's not what he was talking about. He spoke about that stuff in other places until him. But Hashem Elokai Gadalta Ma'od, remember? Chazal tells who's bigger than the Ganav or the Nignav. That's what we were up to. That even by Har Sinai, when Bnei Yisrael, when we were at our greatest, greatest moment ever of Atar Eish L'Daz, remember we learned last week, we had one eye on Hashem and the other eye was already by the Egel Azov. And Hashem Yisbach made like, it's Mamish, you're the best. And David HaMelech says about that, Hashem Elokai Gadalta Ma'od. Ki'ilu, Hashem doesn't know what we're up to, and Hashem didn't see that. And Hashem saw everything, knows everything. V'chol zos, the greatness of the Nignav, of the one who knows what's happening, and he looks away, and looks away. Now, why does he look away? And it's not a game, so that's what we're up to. So we were just after Bisrab, we were talking about his rabus halavushim on the first page. His rabus halavushim ein ha'or nira bebehirus. We'll just go over the end. Achein zehu yoyse gadlus Hashem zbaruch watz lachnitz arba levushim ad she yistoyef hester shlo yisra or habohir. Hashem wanted. The greatness of Hashem is that Hashem wanted to take His infinite light and rutz lahachnis ha'or b'levushim, and to place His light, to infuse His light into levushim, into coverings, into garments, ad she yistoyef hester shlo yisra or habohir, to the point that there will be such concealment that the light is not seen, the presence of Hashem is not seen. That's what we're up to. Migodol ha'nignav, aganav ha'nignav. Havi oimer ha'nignav godol shiyodeh shu nignav v'shayisek. That Hashem is silent. V'zeh inyinim v'shebezor ha'kodesh. That's what we're up to now. Hanal, the next side. Dibahu kad is ma'isa ha'inu. Sheyochol lahachnis ha'rotzen ba'olam ha'ma'isa. Shul malchus mida ha'musteris. Again, I want to try as much as possible. We should at least understand the pnimius of the inyin in Chassidus, to understand what this generation is about. She says, "Sheyochol lahachnis ha'rotzen ba'olam ha'ma'aseh, shu malchus Mida Hamusteris. The Olam HaMaisa is where the Mida of Malchus is at work, is the Mida of that's called Mida Hamusteris. It's the Mida, as we spoke at last week, the end, the last stop where Hashem is most hidden. This Ratzon of Hashem that's called Malchus, that Hashem's Malchus somehow we should be able to come to it and we should be able to connect to it despite all of the coverings on the Levushim. Zehu Ritzono. That's his covet. His Ratzon is his covet. That's the covet of Hashem. That's his Ratzon. That's his will. V'usha achar shenichnas ritzonei behester moitzi misham or yakar ma'od. That or yakar ma'od, that very precious light, the greatest light, which was Hashem's intention in creating the world, was davka from that place of Hester, from the place of Malchus of Hester, that we should be able to have a relationship with him. We should find him. Lahara shagam b'choshech v'hester, madding Hashem is baruch b'ritzonu. To believe that even at a time of choshech and hester, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig everything b'ritzonu. He's manhig everything b'ritzonu. Even in the hastarish b'soich hastar, that's what all the svarim, when you learn the chassidish svarim, all the Talmidei Baal Shem are talking about this over and over and over. Really, it's from the Zohar and from the Kitzvari. That the greatest hisgalus of the Or Hashem, the Or Yakar Ma'od, is Davka, when it's the darkest and most difficult time. And Davka and those individuals that have the greatest struggles, and they're trying their hardest to do well. Therefore, the entire Yerida, which is creation itself, was the greatest Yerida. But the Ikar Yeridas, Letzar Halias, for the purpose of the highest descent. That's what we were talking about, the Piyut from Yom Kippur, Avisa Tehillah, that Hashem is Baruch Davka expressed to us that the whole purpose of creation is that there's going to be a person who has no seichel and has no feeling for anything and is lost in filth and craziness. And from such a person, even that person is trying to have a connection, is trying to continue believing in me and to feel that I exist. Avisa Tehillah. V'ikar Choshech u'lahagdil ha'or. The whole purpose of the Choshech is l'hagdil ha'or, is to strengthen and to increase the light. V'zeh ha'inyin hu k'd'isa b'medrash Tehillim, ha'neshama ha'zos, it says in the Medrash Tehillim, ha'neshama ha'zos kol shah shihi older v'yaredes u'mevakeshos lotzeis min ha'adam, ha'echi omedes b'socho. So the Medrash asks, the neshama kol shah shihi older v'yaredes. See, our neshamas are here right now, but our neshamas are not just here, they're also in Shemayim. And the neshamas are Olav Yeredes. And the neshama, ha-neshama azos kol shashi Olav Yeredes, u'mevakesh es lotzeis min ha'adam. The neshama does not want to stay in this misery. The neshama wants to leave the guf. The neshama wants to be reunited with the Creator. The neshama doesn't want to be in this world. The neshama wants to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama does not want to be in this matzav. So the question that the Medrash asks is, "Hey, achi omedes b'socho." The neshama wants so desperately, like the Tanya gives the marshal of how the flame wants to leave the candle, right? It's flickering because the flame wants to return to its source. And you know, ner Hashem nishmas adam, the neshama is compared to a flame, and the neshama wants very, very badly to leave the guf. The neshama that the things that we do in the places that we go, the neshama doesn't want to go with us. I mean, when we go to shul, we go to daven, we go to learn, we go to mitzvah, the neshama says, ah, it's a machai. But there are a lot of other things the neshama doesn't want to be part of. So the Medrash is asking a very basic question. Is it the neshkol shashi or oil of your redis? Like on the candle. So the neshama is oil of your redis. V'mevakeshes lo tzeis min ha'adam. And the neshama wants to leave. The neshama says, I don't want to go to this place anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. The neshama wants to leave. Ha'eichi omedes b'socho. So how is it that the neshama remains within the guf? The neshama wants so badly to leave. Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu maloi chalaretz kevodo manicha begufo. Kadosh Baruch Hu really feels Hashem is everywhere. So it's maloi chalaretz kevodo. And Hashem's menicha beguf, Hashem sees to it that it remains in the guf. Now the neshama wants to leave. The neshama is sensitive and wants to return to Hashem. Ubir, so what is this about? So the Rebbe explains. Ubir inyan zemi pikvayd adoni moivir habi harav agoin hakodesh. I heard this from my father from the Beis Yaakov. Shebeemes makor mechzev haneshama humior bahir ma'od. The source of the neshama is from a light that is very, very clear. Or bahir ma'od. Or bahir ma'od. Ukshihi beguf, hi bahastaris panim. But then this neshama that comes from such light is thrown into the guf, and hi bahastaris panim is in a place of terrible darkness and concealment. Achein lezeh haneshama mi'ira ma'or gol yoseh mi'malachi asharis. The light of the neshama, he says, neshama is mi'ira me'or gadol, is shining with a light. Yosem emalach esher is greater than the angels. Kedisa b'zar hakadosh. Or haneshama lo'ilam haba gadol me'or hakisa, it's greater than the malachim and so on. V'hu lefisha nivris kedei likanis lehester. Now why is it that Hashem created the neshama with a light that's even greater than the angels? Remember that malachim couldn't go down to Mitzrayim, right? The malachim couldn't go into Mitzrayim. In other words, there's such a darkness that a malach can't deal with. But the neshama was made in such a way, Hashem gave the neshama such an aur, that the neshama is able to descend mamish into the lowest place, even where malach wouldn't dare go. Kedei lekanis lehester. Ulahaitzi yakar mizoylal. Hashem is what gave the neshama the ability. The neshama does not want to have this job. The neshama would prefer to remain in that place of dveikus with Hashem and Shammai. But Hashem as well gave the neshama the ability, the koiches, to be able to go down davke into the lowest, darkest place, ulahotze yakar mizaylal, to excavate, to find all that is yakar in the lowest, darkest place, and to bring that out. Lahotze yakar mizaylal. Anytime you're helping another person who's in a bad place, and you're giving chizik to somebody, so that's the avoda of Lahoitzi Yochem Mizarlo. You're taking something very holy and very precious that's in a bad place and you're trying to help it out. Laharos Lavar Shagamba Mokam Azer Yesha Hashem Isbar. Laharos Lavar Shagamba Mokam Azer, that even in this place, even in this most disgusting place, even with this person, Yesha Hashem Isbar. Yesha Hashem Isbar. Even here, Yesha Hashem Isbar. Okay, let me share with you something. My wife would be horrified that I'm telling this to you, so don't tell her. But I told you, because, you know, women do not like anything like about bathrooms, like any bathroom, you know, humor and stuff like that doesn't go with girls. So I'm not too crazy about it myself, but, you know, it's funny sometimes. And like, it's just, it's part of life, you know, it's just part of life. So one of my granddaughters, so this is I heard from my son-in-law and my daughter-in-law, that one of my granddaughters, she's just being trained, and she was taught that there's a, like the Lashon that's used in America, that there's a, I'm sorry, please forgive me, but there's a number one and there's a number two. Say that we understand in the Lashon Nikiya, it's Ketanim and Gedolim, right? So there's Ketanim and Gedolim. And maybe I'll tell you a joke about that after it was also. So there's Ketanim and Gedolim. Now what happened was the other day, so this little kid, this little girl, she's learning how to go to the basic key, and she was told, don't be afraid, there's Ketanim, there's number one, there's number two. And one of the other kids must have thrown, there was some like yarn or thread that was in the toilet. And so the little girl went and she did what she had to do, and then she looked inside and she asked her mother, what number is this? I didn't learn about this in school. And what number is this? So I feel that like that's what's going on. Like everything that I was taught, you know, and everything we learned about the world, like when there's something, like then I look at the mess and I say, you know, what number is this? Now, what number is this? And we don't have the koiches like to, you know, how do you cope with this stuff? So that's what the joke fits in. The koiches to deal with this. So there was a Rebbe. Again, you'd be Michael, man. So there's a Rebbe that the little boy is in Cheder, and the little boy had to go to the Beis HaKisei. And he says, Rebbe, can I go to the Beis HaKisei? So the Rebbe says, okay, no, go. So the boy comes back. He comes back 6 minutes later. So the Rebbe says to him, you know, the Rebbe says, Miman of Shach. If it was Ketanim, it should only have taken a minute. And if it was a Gedolim, then it should take at least 10 minutes. So he says, what's 6 minutes? So the boy says, what can I tell you, Rebbe? The Gedolim are not what they used to be. So, what can I tell you? So, Gevalde Gevard. Okay, so I was wondering when I heard this from an old friend of mine, who am I going to share this with? Like, I need to say this myself, so I just did it. I did it, I didn't tell any. I told my chevra, and that's it. All right, you can fire me, you can send me someplace, but I did it. I had to tell you this. But the mice is that both of the stories, the first is that what number is this to win, and who's going to help me with this? Because the Gedolim that we used to be, it's true. We have a problem. And the tzaddik is not to get back to serious stuff here, but the tzaddik is saying that davka the neshama was, he says, the neshama was given these kaiches. To go into the lowest, most disgusting things, we don't know what number this is, and to somehow in this place at this time with this person, that's the tachlis of everything. That's called dir b'tachtayim. And here I'm just going to throw this out now. But this is those of you, because most the chevra were raised in the yeshivas, we were learning all the derech of the Ramchal and the tachlis of creation, which is that to make myself into an ish shalom, into an adam hashalom, and I can only do that when I have free choice, right? I can only do that when I have free choice. So the greatest gift is being close to Hashem, and in order for me to have the greatest gift, I have to be able to make my own choices. That's the Ramchal's mahal. Shleimus ha'adam. A person being mashlim himself. That's not chassidus. That's something very, very great, but that's not the tachas of creation according to the Derech HaBaal Shem. The inyan of creation is to give nachas ruach to the Bari Olam, to give nachas ruach to Hashem, to be magal kvet shamayim. And it's a dir b'tachtonim, not my personal shleimus. It's not about me. It's about him. That's why in all chassidus it's about bittul. Fakir, it's about bittul. It's not about me. That doesn't mean I'm not supposed to try to become great, because that gives nachas ruach Hashem Yisbarach and so on, and that's megal kvod shamayim. But the ikkar is not my personal shleimus. That's not the ikkar, and that affects everything that you see in the difference between chassidus and musar. Everything is this nekuda, that it's not about personal shleimus. It's about bittul. It's about bittul and revealing the shleimus of Melechel Aris Kavoda. That's the tachas of creation. We'll talk more about that. But it's a huge difference between the two. And it's Eilu Velo. I'm not saying this is true, this is not true. It's Eilu Velo, Devilkim Chaim. But it's a perspective. It's a different way of looking at things. It's a totally different way of looking at things. What's the nekuda ha-pnimus of creation? Is it about me or is it about him? Is it about me or it's about him? When you're learning the Musa Sfarim, and everybody should be learning Musa Sfarim, everything is about me. This is my problem, this is how I could fix it, and so on. It's all about me. When you're learning the Chassidus Sfarim, it's not what it's all about. It's not. Not that I don't have to do tshuva, not that I don't have to try to work on myself, not that I have to marshal myself, but that's not the tachlis. That's only Hechet Timsit, to bring about Nachas Ruach to the Bar Yoylem. It's not about me. Which we'll talk more about this, to understand on a deeper level. It's the Kunis Lehes Lehets Yochim is a Laharis Levar Shagamba Mokam Azeh Yeshua Hashem is Bar. Gamba Mokam Azeh Yeshua Hashem is Bar. That's the Tachas of creation. Gamba Mokam Azeh Yeshua Hashem is Bar. Even here, there's Ur Hashem is Bar. Even in this lowest place where I am, in this most terrible place, Imi Iti Hashem is with me here in this place. It's Yes, or Hashem is Baruch. Omeila Nishma Sha'ira Godlam Oid, Shechol Likonis Lahesta Bechashach. The light of the Nisham is greater than the light of a Malach. A Malach can't go into this world. A Malach can't be in Mitzrayim. This whole world is a Mitzrayim. What we're in now is worse than Mitzrayim. And a Malach can't go into such a thing. But the Nisham goes into the Guf and enters into such Hesta Bechashach. K'medisa b'medrash, u'mezusha mitzrayim mezuhemes u'metunefes, ve'ein roi l'shager malach. That's what it says in the medrash, that Mitzrayim is so filthy that you can't send a malach. Hashem says, that's why Hashem says, ani v'lo malach, ani Hashem, ani hu v'lo acher. Ani Hashem, ani v'lo malach. You can't send a malach into such a place. U'mezeh nishma, from this we learn, sh'aneshama koicha golo b'yoyser, v'chelek elokam yimal, mimoklan gavoa kezeh, that the neshama has tremendous koiches, v'chelek elokam yimal. That's why this, the Torah of Hashem is giving a person such, helps a person understand what koiches he has. What koiches he has. Not what's wrong with him, but the koiches that he has, what's right about him. And that's what he's saying. The neshama is from such a high place, from such an exalted place, it has such koiches, that the neshama is able to survive, not only to survive, but to uncover, to detect, to find, and to reveal malchus shamayim, even b'chol hastars, as dir b'tachtayim. V'zehu bira gadol ma'od. This is a tremendous bira. This is the tachlis of our being in this world, is to be mevara this. To separate the or from the chayshach, to find the or and to pull it out of the chayshach. That's the tachas of creation. That's the whole thing that went wrong with Eitzadas, Taibara. Ukemuvur el mi godel haganav anignav. Achen lefisha b'chol eis, tish of hanesham alachzis benoyim, or bahir, lot zes mecheskes ahaste. But the problem, of course, is that the neshama, even though the neshama was sent to do this, to be mamish b'tachtayinim, but the neshama is constantly longing, lachzeis benoyim, or bohir. The neshama wants to see again that pure and beautiful light. Lotzeis mecheshkas ahester. The neshama wants to leave the cheshkas ahester. The neshama is tired. The neshama is tired of being in this matzah with us, and the neshama wants to leave cheshkas ahester, to leave. That's what it says. The medrash. The neshama is oil of yiredus, and Hashem forces it to stay in the guf. The neshama wants to leave. He's explaining the matters. So why does the neshama agree to stay? So it says that Hashem is manicha. Hashem puts the neshama to rest in the guf. How? What does Hashem? How does Hashem sell this world to the neshama? The neshama doesn't want to stay because Hashem shows the neshama meloch laaretz kavoda, that this entire world and all that exists, I'm there. You don't have to come back to me. I'm there in everything that exists. I'm there. V'roa es yotzra shenimsa gam behester hazeh, and to be able to see her creator, the neshama, to see her creator, gam behester hazeh, to the degree that you and I are able to see Hashem in the worst hester, in the lowest person, and the worst place, that we're able to still remember Hashem. That's what it means to be b'tzelem l'kim. Mimela maskemes lachzo l'sheves b'soich haguf. So it's kilo Hashem is constantly having this conversation with the neshama, that meloich halaretz kevoda. And I know it's hard. And Hashem says to the neshama, I know it's so much nicer for you, and it was so much better for you and easier for you when you were with the malachim, and it's kodesh, 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 and everything is clear and everything is simple, and you didn't have to be schlepped around like you're being schlepped around. So Hashem is constantly encouraging the neshama, giving chizik to the neshama, and it's menicha b'guf, to stay in the guf, because malach la'aretz kevod. And there's the whole tachlis of why I created you, is not to be with the malachim. The tachlis of your creation is to be in that place and to reveal Meloi Chala Arts Kevodu in that place. So Mimelum Askemes Lachza L'Sheves B'Seich HaGuf, and so the Neshama agrees to go back another day. That's what goes on every night with our Neshamas. It's our Neshamas every night. The Neshama doesn't want to come back. The Neshama doesn't want to come back, and HaKash Baruch Hu is Mechazik the Neshama. It gives Nechama to the Neshama and sends the Neshama go back into the Guf. Because the Tachlis is not here, the Tachlis is there. Meloi Chalaretz Kevodo, get to work and go back into the Guf. Acher Shemimokam Ezeh Taitzi Or Yakar Ma'od. Hashem tells the Neshama, Davke, from that place, you're going to you're going to bring out some great light. Or your karma od. Or your karma od. In a similar vein, this is in this mahalach of understanding the Yirat Achtayim. When you see, for instance, you'll see sometimes in the Svarma Kedoshim that there's a certain maila to maisa mitzvahs of limudat Torah, which is, again is a major no-no in the non-Chassidish world or in the non-Svadish world, where Torah is absolutely number one. And you'll see that in Chassidish Torah also, Tanya talks about that. But then you'll also see that Tanya saying that that there's nothing greater than Maisei HaMitzvahs. This is an old question. What's bigger, a mitzvah or learning, right? That's a big question. Chazal talks, it's a Gemara. So what is the Ikker? Talmud Gadol or Maisei Gadol, right? That's the terminology of Chazal. And you'll see in the Chassidish Svarim, especially in the Chabad Svarim, talk a lot about this, that on the one hand, there's a mila, an unquestionable mila to Torah. You see, when we're learning Torah, that's when the neshama has that's like being in the shvitz, you know? That's like being in a hot mikveh. The neshama says, "Now we're talking." Omar Abayim, my rav, and the neshama says, "Oh, that's my language. That's my language." You're learning. When we're learning, the neshama feels good because that's the lashon of. That's the lashon of Shemalachi Sharis Mishtam Shembay. Now we're talking about Torah. We're talking about the light. Right. So the neshama enjoys that. When you and I are learning, the neshama enjoys that. So then you'll see all the Torahs that speak about the greatness of Limud Torah, and they're all true, because Limud Torah is Hashem's light. And our neshamas have tremendous relief when we're singing the Beis Medrash, or you're sitting at home and you open up a Mishnah Gemara, the neshama has tremendous relief. Like, I'm home. I'm home. This is the Or. This is the Or, Torah Or. This is the light. Now I feel comfortable. I feel at home. So that's when you read all the things in the Svarma about how Torah is the biggest thing. Torah is the biggest thing. And that's true. But then then the next thing you'll open up, let's say you're learning the Sichas from Lubavitch Rebbe, so then the next Sichah you're going to read, the Rebbe is going to write, it's going to have a whole Sichah about what? There's nothing like a pair of tefillin where you take the hide of an animal and you put on this, even if you're not thinking, if you're not feeling, you wrap it around your arm, you put it on your head, there's nothing higher than Maisei HaMitzvahs. There's nothing greater than a mitzvah. So you could say, but Rebbe, the last Sichah you said, there's nothing that's greater than Torah. And in this sikh, he's saying that you can't compare Torah to Maisei HaMitzvahs. And you can't compare Talmud Chacham to a Poshet Yid, and this has got the Chassidim to a lot of trouble, that a Poshet Yid that says Tehillim or goes in the middle of work, right? You see these stories like in the middle of work, and you have a Poshet Yid, and all of a sudden you're Gevalt, right? I didn't daven Mincha yet, right? And he doesn't have time to go to Shul, and he goes on the side someplace or in the back of the store, and he cracks out a quick Ashri Yisrael Yisrael, he's got customers, and he says Shemoneh Esrei in 30 seconds in the Tanya. There are stories in the Tanya and from Baron Kalina and from the Rishna that this Mincha is what? Boikeya Rikiyim. This is the biggest mincha that ever came, right, in the world. The Bala Musa say about such a mincha, what? No, that's a mincha. What's the matter, you an idiot? Why don't you figure out what time it is? And what's the matter with you? And why don't you daven earlier? What's the matter with you? You're such a pogum. You're such a nothing. You can't even fit mincha into your life. What's the matter with you? So how do you explain that? And what are the tzaddikim talking about, Taka, this guy? What's so great about him? But the Tanya says such a lush, and you understand, the Tanya knew what's going on in Shemayim. He doesn't just, like, think about it. He was in touch. So he says, it's Boikeya Rikiyim. The mincha of that store owner? Or by derision, he said, the guy is on the street, and he remembers that he didn't have mincha. So he goes by a building on the side, and he davens Ashish of his own. All of us have done that at some point. And he goes and davens... He goes and davens a mincha somewhere. And the derision says, all the malachim, all the svav nechai sakach, the mekan is such a mincha. And you ask, what's the big kinna? What's such a big mincha from this mincha? So you see this, and it's confusing. Either you're telling me Torah is the biggest thing, it's the ikkar. You're telling me Maisa HaMitzvahs. But when the Tanya says those things, or the other tzaddikim, when they talk about the greatness of that Jew davening mincha, or they're talking about it's a gewaldig thing that you take an animal and you shecht an animal, and from that you can have a pair of tefillin, you could have a sefer Torah from an animal. But they're talking about two different. They're both right. Limud HaTorah is talking about that behirus of when the neshama is back home, when the neshama is enjoying a little relief from the store, a little relief from the street. So then the neshama is learning Torah. Then when the Jew is learning Torah, the neshama says Zemachai, and that's the greatest or in the world. Because that's the Or Borah, that's the clear light of Hashem's Borah. But when the Tanya is talking about the greatness, or the Rebbe is talking about, or the other tzaddikim are talking about the greatness of Maisa HaMitzvah, that you took an animal, an animal, and from this animal you have a Sefer Torah? Or you took a Yid, and this Yid the whole day long, he's working behind the counter, and he's selling corned beef and pastrami from an animal. And then all of a sudden, he says, how much you want? He wants a half a pound. He says, come on. I didn't daven mincha yet. Mrs. Katz, hold on a second. She says, wait a minute, I have to daven mincha. So, oh, now you daven mincha. He goes to the back, and he comes back a minute later, and she says, you ready? Finished? And he finished, and that's finished with what do you want? You filled the fish and Google. Yeah, right? And this, the Tanya says, wow. And there are sentences that you find in Chassidus Sfarim that are so strong about this, even talking about Pshuta Yisrael, simple Jews, and the Maila that a simple Jew has over a Talmud Chacham. And people got very, the Misnagdim went crazy over those things. Mm-hmm. So do you think that when he was saying that an ignorant, simple Amharis, or this Jew that has that mincha between the corned beef and pastrami, that this Jew is higher than the Vilna Gaon? That's how they thought he was talking about it. He's better than the Vilna Gaon. He's better than Rashi or the Rambam. That's not what the Svarma is saying. The Svarma is saying is this. In a certain way, that Poshet to Yid by the deli counter with the Mincha, in a certain way, is a Hezgalus of the Tachlis of creation, in a certain way, more than the Talmud Chacham. Do you understand that? Because the Talmud Chacham has the Schus to live in that light. He lives in that light, which the Neshama would love to be in, all the time. And the Talmud Chacham lives in that light. And that's beautiful. But the Tachlis of creation is expressed in a certain way more with the guy that does that mincha in the back of the store. And this is something which is a point of contention. You see sentences in the Svarim that speak very strongly about Poshet Yid and simple Jews. And that, when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that he saw in them a greatness that he didn't see with all these Rabbanim, and everybody went crazy, and they're burning the Taldas Yaakov Yosef, and he said, because of these kind of comments that we see from the Torah of Baal Shem, that the greatness of a Poshet to Yid, or you see a kid nowadays that's called off the derech, and you're Isaac with these kids, and you see what these kids are, and then in a certain way, so somebody could be looking down upon you that you had such karchas, you should be saying the Beis HaMedrash. And you could say, but the tachas of creation might be this kid, not your harus. It's very hard because it looks like this way and that way, because both of them are true. The difference is that this is talking about in the or of Limud HaTorah is when the neshama gets some a little bit of a day off, some chofesh, and the neshama is not beside marriage. That those who have the schuz to be tarasim or menasim, and they're able to make great tikkun by sitting in the light of Torah all the time. And they're malachim, they're like malachim. But there are other Jews. So like the Jew that came to the Kotzke, and the Jew says to the Kotzke, he comes to the Kotzke and he says, you know that I have big koiches in learning, I have a seichel gadol, I have a big seichel, and there's nothing that I would rather do than to have the time to be able to sit and to daven and to learn and to use all my koiches that I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch. And instead, I'm day and night, carrying water or whatever he was doing, schlepping. So he asked the Kotzke for a bracha. It's a famous story. He asked the Kotzke for a bracha that I should be able to have something should come with the panos. I shouldn't have to do this. I can sit and learn and daven like I want to. So Kotzke said to him that that's not what you were created for. That's not what you were created for. You have to know what the tachas is of your creation. There's other Jews that weren't created for that. You weren't created for that. You were created, the lashon that's brought down the Svarim is you were created to be fashvatched. to be blackened with hard work, to be verschwarzt with a hard, with backbreaking work, and in that backbreaking work that you're in, to stop and to daven a mincha, to say a kriyas, whatever it is, and to remember there's a borei olam, and to krechts out a half hour, an hour at night, learning Ein Yankov Mishnayos. That's your tachlis of creation. That's why you were created. Now, we don't have that clarity now. That's what he's saying. They don't know not what they used to be. But the Koska said to this person, who says that's the tachlis of your existence, that you were created? Who says that's the tachlis of your creation, of why you were brought into this world? There's a certain maila of maisa hamitzvahs, of a pair of tefillin, even if you don't think about the tefillin, just putting them on. Just the fact that you're putting on a pair of tefillin and that you're being megalik kvayt, that meloy chalav is kvayt, even here and now in this pair of tefillin. And there's a certain mila over Liman HaTorah. On the other hand, there's no question that Liman HaTorah is higher. The neshama in Shemayim is in a higher place than being in Madison Square Garden or something. Of course the neshama is in a higher place. And when you're learning, you're in a higher place. But when the Sfarim talk about, the greatness of a simple Jew, which made the Misnagdim crazy, and the Rabbanim felt threatened by that, why are you saying all these great things that Baal Shem Tov was talking about? And he would sit all day long with simple Jews, and would say Tehillim with them, and he'd say, there's no bigger Nachas Ruach Hashem is Baruch than these simple Jews are saying Tehillim. And the guys, the Talmidei Chacham, are walking around with the Gemara and the Rambam, and they're angry that, and the Mamish, how could you say such a thing? That those are the people you've been mechabed? Those of you who have been, we're the Talmid Chacham, and you're making us like we're not so chashev, and they're chashev. This is what this is about. This whole machlokes is about. It's about the tachlis. Remember, their view of the tachlis is being marshaling yourself, being the greatest person you could be. So to the point that you might want to do something you're not supposed to be doing, but to be the greatest person, that's your shleimus. But the other one says, no. The tachlis is to give nachas ruach to the Borei Olam. It's to give nachas ruach to the Creator. Giving nachas to the Creator doesn't mean that you're necessarily feeling so great about yourself. It means doing what you're supposed to be doing at that moment, and remembering that there's a Baruch Shalom in that matzav that you're in, that could be giving bigger nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you could have somebody, you could have people that look down on Jews who are not so firm, or this Jew, or that Jew, or somebody that's not where they are holding, let's say, necessary learning. And then you'll see stories that say that's not necessarily how Hashem measures things like that. You measure like this, you measure like that. So you see a lot of stories about the Chassidim on this Inyan that we're talking about now. It's not Davka. It's not about my own Shleimus. It's about, in this place that I'm in, I'm Moitzi Yoko Mizoyla. I'm revealing in this place Meloy Chalaris Kavada. So that guy did it. He left the deli count and he went to Davim Mincha. And there's his galus of Meloy Chalaris Kavada. Kavada Malay Oilam. That even here, in a place of such forgetfulness, in a place of such insanity, in a world of such disgusting ugliness, I'm trying to do this to give kavod to Hashem, and I'm trying to squeeze out. That's where the mitzvahs of davka done with dvarim gashmi, which all this I'm talking about, davka physical things. The same with the neshama is put into the guf, so the Torah is put into a parchment. The Torah is put into a parchment. It is something physical. And that's exactly what he's saying. So Mimela, Maskemes, just a little bit more, Laskemes, Mimela, the Neshama agrees, Lachzo Lashevas Besuch HaGuf, Achashem Imokam Ezeh, Toitzi O Yokam Oy, Achin Lekim Hor HaBoy, Shiyaskim Mekonish Leishe Besuch HaChayish Vahesta, Tzorch Laharis Lohor Loya Derech, Vamasal Beizeh Derech, Yuchel Lales, Tamid, Loshev Lachzo Benoyim HaYokar, but nor for the Neshama to agree, to go back into the Guf, Hashem has to show the Neshama like a little bit of a preview, you know, like a little bit of that or, in order that the neshama should agree to be in this craziness, the Hashem has to show, what are you accomplishing? What could you do in the world? Something you could never do in Shemayim, that's what you could do in the world. So you have to go to Beis HaMidrash. A Jew has to constantly see and go back and forth and to see and to experience what it means to have a rejuvenation with that light of Torah, and then to go back into the world, and in that world of day-to-day work and so on, to be able to reveal over there that Kvoda Mole Oilo. Uchadisa Bizarre Kodesh Rashis behind the Kuda, Mati Vle Mati, Nohibe Be'erach Nakuda Kadmor, the Nafik Mine Vechula. So the Neshama's existence in this world is described as Mati Vle Mati, touching and not touching, going back and forth. Ruchnius and Gashmius, Torah and Mitzvahs, the higher world and the gutter, back and forth, all of life is Mati Vilamati. Umitzad ze yesh lo kiyam sheirotznu tamid la'alois. So because of this, the neshama has a recollection of that pure, beautiful light of what it is being free of this world. But at the same time, Hashem gives the encouragement and reassurance to the neshama of what you could accomplish in the world is much greater than anything you could accomplish in the world here with me, above. What you could accomplish. On the one hand, the neshama has this rotzen to always leave the guf, but then Hashem, during the night, Hashem gives the neshama that chizik of being in the guf. And then the person wakes up and says, "Moida ani lefanach melachai v'ka shechazata b'nishmasi b'chemlo rabba menesach." It's not just that I'm grateful that I'm alive today, but I'm grateful that you entrusted me with this mission, with this job, of being in this world, and working for you in this world. And through this, the neshama has a kiyum in the levush, in the covering, in the garment, in the confusion, in the darkness, and the guf. Because Hashem lets the neshama go back and forth. The neshama gets at night, has this chofesh, and Hashem then says to the neshama, go back. And the neshama says, that's hard for me. And the Rosh Hashanah says, kvod ha'malom, it's the tachlis of your creation. If the tachlis was that you should be perfect, then the neshama doesn't have to go back into the guf. The neshama is fine in Shemayim. But Hashem says, no, you have to go back. And it's the biggest thing. It's much greater than being over here. That's the rest of this whole thing. It goes on for pages and pages about Hashem's name with the 42 letters. We're not going to learn that. and with this, we can understand on a deeper level the chiddush that what the Mizrach Magid was talking about. I mentioned it to the Marshal. Mizrach Magid said this and has brought down all this from Akadosh, that he gave the Marshal of a person, of how people, I mentioned this a few months ago, how people will make a whole big deal if you have a bird that's able to talk, right? A parakeet. A parakeet, and it says a few words and it repeats what people say, and people come from all over to see this. And you have some shaita there, and the shaita says, I say, I have a much bigger vocabulary than the bird. Everybody's going mishig, and they're giving this parakeet to eat, and they're playing with him because he says, probably want a cracker or something. And this guy says, I'm able to ask for ketchup or for coleslaw, and I'm able to ask to go to the Met game, something like that. And you give him all kinds of rewards because he says over, and I ask for all kinds of stuff. How come I'm not getting such? So the Mishnah Magid said, because it's a chiddush, The greatest joy that Hashem has is from the chiddush. The same way we have, the biggest excitement we have is when something is mischadish. And that a silly little bird could say a few words, it's a gewaldig chiddush. The Baruch Shalom Kivyachal, the tanug that Hashem has from us, the Nachas, is that we're his silly little birds. And that his silly little birds can say an Ashrei Nishtabach. That his silly little birds can learn a Daf Yomi, can make a choice in this world. In this world that doesn't have a number to it anymore, that in this crazy world that a yid could still come to shul and could still daven, could want to grow, to change. So that's the biggest shashuma of the king. The king has no greater pleasure than to have such funny little birds that in this world that he put us in, that we don't want to be here. The neshama does not want to be here. But we're begrudgingly or whatever, we're masking because Hashem says it's good. But it's hard, but it's good. Don't give up, it's good. It's good. You're accomplishing unbelievable things, but you're crashing out with every word of davening and every mitzvah. It's much harder than anything that would have been just like this on your own. And that's the maila of Maisa Mitzvahs and the maila davka of our generation that's so far. And Davka has this opportunity. So we'll finish with this over the next couple of times to finish this inyan, to understand on a deeper level. Then we're going to start to learn some of the halachas and to go into Prate Prate Mezash.
If anybody's interested in doing a mitzvah, I just got a call. We're trying to bring a minyan together, the graveside funeral in Queens. If anybody wants to go along, they need a